even with you working in healthcare, you can probably attest to the need for healthcare. We're not able to meet the demand at the time. So nurses and caretakers do have a very, very stressful job, and they have time constraints. So that also falls back on us. As much as we would love to just blame a healthcare worker, if I'm only going to visit my mom once or twice, you know, a month, and something is going on, that also falls back on me. So I know there's a point whenever a family member or friend may get tired of being the caregiver, and they may say, I can't do this anymore. Let me just put them somewhere and let someone else handle this. And a lot of times that feeling or that emotion will come from burnout, where you were the sole caregiver for way too long beyond what you could commit to. So it comes with knowing yourself and knowing when you have to ask for help or when you need to seek help, and doing it in a healthy manner, and then also being present. You can't just put someone in a home and not be present.
Absolutely.
So that's also on us to, if we have a, if we see a red flag or we kind of think something's up, follow it through.
Don't
wait till it's staring you in the face to address it.
That's it. Absolutely. Now, what is the, well, I think you covered that, the most important focus in caring for Alzheimer's patients is to meet them where they are and, you know, continue to love them and care for them. So what encouragement can you offer to caretakers of loved ones with this debilitating, progressive disease?
That they're not alone. That there's a whole community out there that can give them support. Once they connect to the ALZConnect.org, they will see that I'm not in this alone. I'm not, you know, the only one that's out here dealing with taking care of a loved one, and family members are not helping. So they're not alone, and just to make sure that they take care of themselves. So that they can take care of their loved ones.
Their loved ones.
And
absolutely.
Also that their feelings are validated. It's okay to be upset with the situation. It's okay to be tired. It is okay to wish the circumstances were different or
without
to feel like they've
guilty.
Had enough. There's no need to feel guilt because your feelings are validated. And whenever you kind of immerse yourself in this community, you will realize that all of the guilt that you may have been carrying is not warranted. And you are human, and we support you, and we are here for you, and to never feel bad for what you are personally going through.
Absolutely. I'm sure that this is going to be a two-part program, because we have 30 minutes, so we're going to make this a two-part program, because this is such an important subject. And I just thank you ladies immensely for sharing with me and with the listening audience information about this enemy of the mind. Now, I need to know your contact information.
Okay, you can call our office. The number is 318-666-8400, and you will be able to either get myself or Heather. We have a admin assistant who answers the phone, so she'll be able to point you in to the, you know, to either myself or Heather. And so once again, the number is 318-666-8400.
Okay, and you're from the Shreveport area?
Yes.
We don't have a facility in the Alexandria area.
Correct.
Anymore.
We don't have a local office here, but we cover Shreveport, Monroe, and Alexandria.
Okay.
And we're here at least once to twice a month.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're available anytime. If anyone needs us to come speak or bring material, they can just call our office and we'll be here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
So,
thank you
so
for
much.
Having us.
God bless y'all.
Thank you.
I do thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad we were able to reschedule.
Y'all sound too. More like doctors.
No, I don't have those credentials. But we have.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
says that for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord. What an amazing song, because every time I hear that song and every time I think about that song, none of us know how much life we have left on the earth. But for the rest of my life, whether it be 20 years, whether it be 30 years, whether it be 20 minutes, 20 days, the rest of my life, that song just simply said that I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to spend that time serving somebody else. I'm not going to spend that time trying to serve this world. I am going to spend that time serving the Lord. Amen. And what a testimony. Amen. Y'all better be glad I'm trying to save my voice. Amen. For the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord. I know that was one of the things that I was forgetting. One other thing that I was forgetting, and I didn't want to forget this. I want to thank those brothers who were on the Thursday night prayer line. Amen. I made a promise last month that I was going to try to get some of the brothers from the Second Union Church so that we have at least 10 people on that line this past Thursday night for prayer. Amen. And I want to thank, I believe at the last count, now these are the ones that named their birthday month, because some people got in a little bit late. Because Deacon Sewell told me he was on there, and I didn't hear him. So if he was on the line, amen, that means that we had 10 folks